This is a crowded studio, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I don't know if I've had so many people in a small room.
I think it's a record.
It is a
Radio Entrepreneurs record.
It is a record. That was Rich Hershen. That's number two. We will get to the whole list of everyone in this room. And we are at Gray, Gray, and Gray, if Rich Hershen's talking. And besides Rich, we have the ADD Pro on her phone already, Kelly Berardi. She dropped it when I said that. We have Chris Gerald, our producer, and Nathan Gobes, our producer. And that means we're now to the special guests. Special guests, couldn't come alone. We have Dave Friedman and Spencer Taylor, co-founders of Knox Financial. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
What's the Knox on Knox?
What is the Knox on Knox?
Sounds like you've been rehearsing that one.
off the top of my head.
Well done. So Knox exists to make it incredibly easy to turn a home into an income property. The general use case is you're going to move. You've lived in a home for a while. The home has gone up in value substantially. You actually look at it and say, this has been my best investment. And then you think, why would I sell my best investment? And the answer is you shouldn't. But then you start thinking, wait a minute, I need to hire a property manager. I need a lawyer. I need to find a tenant. I need a maintenance guy. I need a different insurance policy. I might need to refinance my home. And you say, screw it. Can we say that on the radio?
Call Spencer.
And you know what you do? You don't hold the home. You sell it. You look back in a few years and you really regret it. And that's actually like a running joke among a lot of people. The home I owned 20 years ago, it's worth another $2 million now. Imagine I still owned it. Imagine I'd rented it out. Knox exists, so you don't have to. You don't have to sell it. You can put it in our program. You do none of the work. We turn the home into an income property. You still own it. We send you a check and a statement every quarter, a 1099 every year, and you're a passive owner.
Wow. So get into a little more details. How do you make this work? Do you give them financing or somehow how does the cash flow work on that so the homeowner gets
He's
some money
accountant.
Out of it? That's what I bring to the show, yeah. The accounting side of things.
And what about, is there a property management aspect to it as well, or how does that work out?
Yeah, so everything you think needs to be done to make that home into and then operate it as an investment property is included with the Knox platform. All right, so how does the cash flow work? We actually run a separate bank account for every single unit. We collect rent into that account. We pay all the expenses out of that account. At the end of the quarter, we true up with the homeowner. We deposit money in their bank account. We send them a statement. 99% of that is automated through our software. So you don't know about it. You don't see it. You don't care about it as the homeowner. You just get a statement. You know what's going on. Financing. If somebody comes to us and says, hey, we don't want to be in the program, but I need $100,000 for a down payment on my next home, we have a mortgage function within the product. We're linked up as a brokerage with many, many banks, and we take their credit and their income and all their other qualifications to the marketplace and find them that $100,000, and that will become either a refi or a HELOC or something like that on the home, which we pay as part of the monthly expenses on their behalf.
Well, you guys are entrepreneurs, so I want the little entrepreneurial part of this story. What were you doing before this, and how did you come together and decide to get
sure.
this whole thing started?
Add online. No. Dave and I met 12 years ago, I think, and we were Dave's former company, Boston Logic. I worked for a competitor at that time, based in Burlington, Vermont, called Union Street Media. We both were the speaking assets for the company, so we would go to various real estate trade shows. And neither of us are middle-aged female realtors, so we noticed each other across the room and became friends. And
no then, offense to the realtors out
of
there.
Of course not.
This had nothing to do with looks, I can tell.
I don't think anyone will disagree with the fact that we're not 55-year-old female realtors.
Well, it is radio, but I'll vouch for that.
Well, there's a camera. I see it. I moved down to the Boston area, so my wife could go to grad school. Dave tried to hire me at Boston Logic. I said no. I started another company. That kind of went through. Dave tried to hire me again. I said no. He started another company. And then finally, we were sitting down. He was like, hey, man, lots of really exciting things are happening at Boston Logic. Come on and help me do this. Did that. Came in, and we, like, almost a year to, like, the day after I joined the team, we exited that to a private equity firm. Dave and I stayed on through the transition, throwing around ideas, and then decided to start something new. So that's the long answer to that question.
You know, I also think, you know, I'm thinking about other cities, that this must be something that's big in other cities as well. New York, London, but this is a big school town. Is there like a whole industry that's created around this that's been happening? And, you know, how did you learn about all this?
There's not an industry doing what we do. So we've created a new category. Rentals happen around the country. You know, 40% of families, households, are in rental property in the United States. So that's about 50 million households exist in rental property. That's not a new thing. It's a huge asset class. Half of that housing stock is owned by institutions, so large buildings, and the other half is already owned by people like you and me and the listeners out there. So there's over 10 million Americans who own about 25 million homes and rent them. Our thesis is we're going to help tens of millions more own income property as investments. We're going to make it easy for them to go from, hey, I invest my money through stocks and bonds and brokerage accounts, to I invest my money in that and in real estate that I own.
What was like the aha moment that the two of you got together and said, you know what, this is a business here, there's a need for this, and you decide to make it happen?
You know, we often say we're weird because we understand how like the debt and the insurance and property management all sort of come together and work together because we've spent so much time in the real estate tech world. We understand the data and how the money flows. But a lot of it was just our own personal experiences. We've owned property. We've owned income property. We've made the decision to sell and then looked back and, you know, sort of hit ourselves in the head and said, geez, that was really stupid. We've watched our parents' properties go up and up and up in value. And then, you know, my aunt moved out of an apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan to retire. And, you know, 5 or 6 years later, it was worth another $250,000. She could have just let it sit there gathering dust and she'd be ahead by, you know, paying the taxes and the other expenses by $150,000. Huge opportunities that we saw. And the aha moment was realizing we could do something about it.
Yeah. And we kind of looked at, you know, having both gone through that process before, we looked at the various kind of legs of the stool of what it takes to DIY that process. And we're like, we can make this better. We can make this more efficient through kind of a lot of automation in the back end and then tying all those things together into a single platform. And so once we realized that there were, you know, numerous ways that you could turn that into a product and you could kind of commercialize that, we're like, this should happen.
How do you do your marketing? How do you find clients?
Well, PR, lovely people like yourselves. Then we spend a lot of time on digital. So we view a couple transition points in kind of the average American's home buying journey that we try and target. Young families, you know, I have two kids, and there are a lot of families that are in my neighborhood who bought their first condo, one or two bedrooms, 5 to 7 years ago. They know it's time to move, but they know the area is going up into the right like mad. They don't want to miss out. So that's one of our profiles that we try and attract. We try and kind of focus with those people, both through intent-based marketing online and also demographic-based marketing. Then we also think about the other big transition point in people's homeowners' journey, which is kind of retirement, when they're downsizing. You know, with these people, they've owned their home for 20 to 40 years, built up a ton of equity, have seen, you know, so if they sell, there'll be massive cap gains or all these things. And so we really kind of talk to them about how this can be an incredible tool to help them fund the retirement they want to have.
What was the $1 million for in seed funding? What are you using that for? Is it to sort of grow the company? Is it software, IT infrastructure? What is that all about?
I mean, everything you need to kind of go from zero to one for a company, right? Yeah. So we've got a kind of great tech stack built on a lot of kind of best-in-class commodity software, payroll, needless to say, and then a lot of marketing. Because, you know, getting it out there. Because really when you look at it, you know, we're combining a lot of, you know, a lot of different industries, but we're wrapping it in a value prop that people haven't really heard before. So experimenting with what works for the various demographics I talked about, as well as small private landlords who are also maybe retiring and don't want to do the work anymore. You know, figuring out what messaging and where they are in their process and how we can kind of come into that conversation, or kind of enter that conversation in their minds and show them a better way to move forward.
The other answer to your question is to look at what a financial product is. To the buyer of that product, which is a consumer, they only see the tip of the iceberg. If you take a look at what goes on at a firm like Fidelity or UBS, right, you interface with very little of that company. There are tens of thousands of employees, and you interface with, you know, the small percentage of that company that's actually client-facing. There is an amazing amount of infrastructure that makes investing easy. And so we're doing that in a way it's never been done before. So we not only have to do all that stuff, but we have to do it in a way that, you know, by blazing our own path.
Wow. Very exciting. And because it's so unique what you're doing, we hope you come back on the show again and tell us, keep us more informed.
We'd love
and
to.
Our listeners as well. Yeah. Spencer and Dave, if someone's looking for you at Knox Financial, how would they find you?
They can come to our website at knoxfinancial.com, KNOXfinancial.com, or find us on various social profiles. You'll find us out there in the world.
And we hope we see you at the next Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe.
We look forward to it.
We'll have you network with us, and we know Nathan's going to send you some stuff on that. And same thing with all our listeners who are going to be showing up. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with my full team, Rich Hershen, Kelly Berardi of Gray, Gray, and Gray. Thank you for hosting the show. You guys have been great.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Right. And as usual, Kelly brought the smart questions.
Well, yes, that's her role.
That's right? Her role. She's got to be the smart one. Thanks to the team. Thanks to Gray, Gray, and Gray, great hosts and great partners with Radio Entrepreneurs, always promoting entrepreneurship. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.